Now we have some bad news for tourists headed to parts of Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula looking for sparkling Caribbean waters.
They will be seeing a sort of chocolate sea, and they cannot swim in the water for hundreds of meters.
That's Verena Rivetta. She is the sales director for the Full Moon Hotels in Tulum, Mexico. Overwhelming amounts of sargassum seaweed from the Atlantic have been washing up and carpeting Tulum's beaches.
It's a problem because as the seaweed rots, it releases hydrogen sulfide gas and...
it smells really badly. It's a sort of rotten eggs or something like that.
Mexico has spent millions of dollars trying to clear its beaches. Rivetta says the seaweed problem is seriously affecting her business.
We made a report for the first month of this year. And our sales has fallen down for 8.5%.
So where is all this seaweed coming from? A giant mat of sargassum seaweed stretching from the coast of West Africa to Mexico. Scientists call it the Great Atlantic Sargassum Belt.
Before 2011, we didn't even see much sargassum in the Central Atlantic, but right now we're just seeing tons of them.
That's University of South Florida researcher Mengcha Wang. Wang and her colleagues recently published a study documenting record levels of sargassum in the Western Atlantic Ocean.
In open ocean, sargassum is not necessarily a bad thing. It is actually a critical habitat and a refuge to a lot of marine life, like the fish, the crabs, the turtles, the birds. It only becomes a problem when too much of the sargassum started to pile up on the beach and, you know, affecting the tourism, affecting the traditional fishery, and be harmful for the environment.
Wang suggests deforestation and fertilizer use along the Amazon River are contributing to the rapid growth.
The nutrient can be leaching out and into the ocean to stimulate sargassum growth.
Back in Tulum, Verena Rivetta at Full Moon Hotels has taken matters into her own hands.
We have contracted several workers. Here they are called sargaceros. And we have this kind of people for 10 hours per day, collect and take away the sargassos every day of the week.
And for tourists still worried about polluted beaches, hotels in the area provide free buses that shuttle tourists to sargassum-free beaches.